Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, eBizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mulla, Associate Editor of eBizQ, and I'm here today with John Krupe, CTO of JackBee. John, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for inviting me.
So JackBee is an enterprise matchup platform company, but can you give me just a brief background on what you guys do?
Sure. The company actually started out 6 years ago as an Ajax toolkit company, and about 3.5 years ago when I came on board, we realized that there was a huge problem that needed to be met, and that was really how do we get data that is traditionally locked up in the enterprise out to the user in the browser, because we felt that the user would be spending a significant amount of their time in the browser doing business applications in the future. So we repositioned the company from an Ajax vendor to an enterprise mashup vendor and essentially launched Presto, which is our enterprise mashup platform, about 3 years ago.
Now, you provided me a definition of Web 2.0 that I think is pretty good and succinct, so I'll read it. You said Web 2.0 is a second generation of web development and web design that facilitates information sharing and collaboration on the World Wide Web. Now, generally speaking, where do you see Web 2.0 technologies having the greatest impact in today's enterprise?
That's a great question. So I think Web 2.0 was really, you know, it was coined by O'Reilly and really talks about the next generation or the next wave of how we do things. And if you think about sort of Web 1.0, where we had the browser and it was really much designed around static content. We click on a link, the page would go away, and then a new page would come back. But then you think about how business users need business applications. They're very interactive and chatty. They're doing things such as Excel. They're interacting with their CRM systems. And it didn't lend itself to being a 1.0 type technology because of that more business-like interaction. But Web 2.0 really started out in the consumer side with taking newer generation technologies like Ajax and getting that whole interactive responsiveness into a web page that almost made it seem like a desktop application. The real value and the real impact was around the collaboration and sharing side. So all of a sudden, I could have things like MySpace and Facebook and LinkedIn, and I have these portals that are very interactive, allow me to upload photos, have conversations, chat, do everything that I want to do right from within the browser. Take that and move that whole collaboration and sharing and interaction to the enterprise, tack on security and governance, and plug it into SAP, ERP, CRM type data that's internal and external, and all of a sudden you have a new generation of solution that really helps the enterprise in much the way that it helps the consumer side, but we think it's going to have a huge impact on the enterprise.
Right, that seems to make a lot of sense. Now, just moving on, I'd like to talk a little bit about enterprise mashups. Can you summarize the problems mashups address for today's organization? And just give me some quick examples of how your customers are using mashups to bridge their data silos.
Right. So it really is solving the data problem or the siloed problem. Think about Excel and all that copying and pasting we force knowledge workers to do to take data from different systems and put it into a spreadsheet just so they can make decisions, and then they collaborate by emailing it around. Think about enterprise mashups automating that whole experience within the browser. So no longer will I have to log in to three different systems and copy that data and put it someplace else so I can make decisions. Enterprise mashups plug right into your existing data sources, and whether it's internal, external, completely secure and governed, and allows the user to go and get that data as they need it, in the way they need it, so that they can make real-time decisions and collaborate and do team decision-making based on that data.
So recently there's been a lot of talk about BI 2.0 and the need for users to have more self-service capabilities. Is this similar to the value of mashups, and how do the two approaches differ?
It is. I think we're not really big fans on the BI 2.0 because I think BI 2.0 is talking about kind of the next generation of BI. And if you follow the trajectory of BI, you know, it starts with the big data warehouses and cubes and months and years worth of effort to get dashboards and reports, really not aligned to be agile, not aligned to have a widespread audience, and definitely isn't self-service. Now, it's talked about as though it's self-service, but it's very, very limited. And the BI 2.0 space really is about, well, what do we do with our existing BI it's very, very, 10, 15-year-old technology, and how do we apply newer technologies and get faster benefits from that? So you'll see things that are being BI SaaS models that allow you to push your spreadsheets on the web and various other in-memory type solutions to speed up performance. But really getting that nirvana of self-service, personalized dashboards, publishing dashboards, being able to drill down on your analytical information from your BI system along with all the other information you need, I think that BI mashups is more akin to what this should be called versus BI 2.0. And enterprise mashups, in our mind, is essentially the head of BI that will give you this self-serve and personal dashboards and dashboard publishing with the collaboration, because that's essentially what enterprise mashups is built for.
Okay. So as the mashup market matures, businesses are going to need to justify the benefits mashups have to their organizations. And how would you currently qualify and quantify the ROI of enterprise mashups then?
Putting ROI around things, this has been tried for years, especially in the middleware world. How do you put an ROI benefit to the business based on, data that's being integrated in the back end? The good news is that because enterprise mashups really is a middleware technology, it's more of the user integration technology, we can demonstrate ROI based on the time it takes for users to make decisions. We essentially introduce ROI based on the amount of time, the increased amount of time that we give users to make the decisions so that they can make more informed decisions. And we can do these things in what we call mashup time, which is hours and days and weeks, not months and years that we're traditionally used to in being able to make decisions from an IT perspective.
Thanks so much for joining me today, John. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.